Did I urinate on your rug?
Did you personally come and pee on my rug?
Hello. Do you speak English, sir? Parlor usted inglés? Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
Oh, my goodness. The classic voice silenced forever. That's David Huddleston, otherwise known as the Big Lebowski. It was announced today that Huddleston died earlier this week at the age of 85 from heart disease. Rafer Guzman, field critic for Newsday. You're here normally on Friday. Just a moment.
Moment of silence. Also one of the town leaders in Blazing Saddles, Mr. Huddleston. Do you remember him as one of the many Johnsons in Blazing Saddles?
Very successful bit part roles all throughout television and movies.
He really tied that movie together.
So let's begin with the movie offerings for this week, Big Guzman.
Thank you.
What do we got? Suicide Squad, which is just that my son has to see this.
Of course.
It's got to be the most ridiculous movie I've ever heard of. But what do you think? Give me the premise.
Well, this is basically the Dirty Dozen set in the DC Comics universe. Mm-hmm. Viola Davis plays Amanda Waller. She's a government agent. She's going to round up all the bad guys at Bellevue Penitentiary, and she's going to send them out on a mission to be the good guys for once, accomplish a dangerous suicide mission. So you've got Harley Quinn, that's Margot Robbie. You've got El Diablo, played by Jade Hernandez. A whole cast of characters.
Jared Leto is in this?
Jared Leto is the Joker, although he is not actually part of the Suicide Squad. He is sort of pestering them from the sidelines, trying to rescue his girlfriend, Harley Quinn, back from the Suicide Squad, which I think kind of is a hint here that this movie is a little all over the map. I can't even list for you the entire members of the Suicide Squad who come and go.
Behold the voice of God.
For those of you who don't know me officially, my name is Amanda Waller. There's an event in Midway City. I want you to enter the city, rescue HVT1, and get them to safety.
I'm sorry. For those of us who don't speak good guy, what is HVT1?
The only person that matters in the city, the one person you can't kill. Complete the mission, you get time off your prison sentence. Fail the mission, you die.
Sounds very complex for the old Dirty Dozen.
I completely forgot, in fact, that Will Smith plays Deadshot, and the biggest star in the film. It's very hard to keep track of what's going on here. There are good guys in the Suicide Squad. There are bad guys in the Suicide Squad. There's a villain who is the villain to the villains, but she's also the love interest of Rick Flagg, who's one of the good guys in the Suicide Squad. It's very tangled. It doesn't work. David Ayer is the director, a director I like, Training Day, Street Kings, End of Watch. I think he tries to bring that sort of realism to the film, but it's a comic book movie, and it just doesn't quite work for me. I feel like structurally the film is just a real mess.
And if you just sit there and watch it, it doesn't work.
You know, Warner Brothers liked this movie enough, and they liked Margot Robbie enough, who plays Harley Quinn, to give her her own franchise, basically a female-led superhero, supervillain franchise. I didn't get that. I felt like the actors were trying to bring something new to these characters. Jared Leto's Joker is a little fuzzy. He's got kind of a flat top, but he's got rapper teeth. He's a clown. It's all very hard to keep track of.
The next movie, Indignation. Here's a clip.
So, there you are.
Yeah, strange. Here I am. In my own house.
I have been everywhere looking for you.
Why? 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 Somebody, tell me why.
Because if anything were to happen to you...
Oh, come on.
If anything were to ever happen to you...
What is this all about?
It's about life, Marky. It's about the tiniest mistake that can have consequences.
Oh, Christ, you sound like a fortune cookie.
Do I? Like a fortune cookie?
So, what's the premise here?
It's a little tough to say, but I'll boil it down by saying that's Logan Lerman, who plays Marcus Mester, a kid from New Jersey. The year is 1951. While his cousins are all dying in Korea, he's the smart one. He gets to go to college. But like his father in that scene says, all these little mistakes that a kid can make, he makes some of them. And this is based on a Philip Roth novel, so you know that nothing's ever simple in a Roth novel. The themes in this movie really, they dovetail, they come apart, they layer over each other. I loved this film. Philosophical, great, fascinating film.
Performances make it happen.
Great performances. And the playwright Tracy Letts is in this film as the dean. He's fantastic in it.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.